During this particular week, we are focused on looking back as we prepare to look to the future. The radio stations, as you may have heard, moving to a new home soon. Our new studios, nice and spiffy and high-tech, going to be over by the movie theaters in South Napa Century Center. It's going to be great to move in there soon. But before we do that, we are saying goodbye to this place called Broadcast Park for so many years. And we're welcoming in guests to talk about the past and their careers and what happened here. Next up on that menu of people, the one and only DJ Jay. Jay Arnold is with us in studio. Good morning.
Greetings. It's nice to be back.
Good to hear that voice over these airwaves again.
You know what's scary, Barry? I don't want to preface it like this for the rest of the interview, but you realize the last time I saw you in person? Do you remember that?
I don't.
It was September 27, 1996, the day after I turned 35.
Wow.
And after my afternoon show on KVYN, I was brought into your office and you fired me. But I know it wasn't you that fired me. You just did it because somebody told you to do it. As for that person who's now 76 years old and living in Phoenix, who will go nameless, the only thing I wish for him. You see, I don't like to wish horrible things like murder or anything on people. Mm-hmm. And that's how emotions show in this business,
yes,
as you have seen, no doubt, over the years.
Uh-huh.
All I wish for that person to have is, for the rest of his life, every day, have multiple X-lax moments. And see, I want to make sure when I meet my maker, I have a clean head on.
Yes, well, as long as you're not bitter, that's important.
That's right.
You join a long list of people that I fired over the years. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd forgotten.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about your long radio career. When did you develop your fascination with radio to begin with, and when did you get your first radio job?
I grew up in Vallejo, and I listened to not just the rock and roll stations, but my parents liked to listen to beautiful music and KSFO, which was a middle-of-the-road station at the time. It was a softer version of what rock and roll was. And so I grew up with a lot of different radio stations, and I discovered KVON in 1976 when it was playing MOR, and it had a dynamite lineup of air talent and news people, which, as you've discussed with Tracy earlier, is just phenomenal. It sounded like a major market station when Jay Getting and Pat Stanley ruled the roost in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. But by that time, I had moved to Lodi in 1979. And that's where I started my radio career 8 months after I graduated from high school. I started at Delta College Radio. It was a JC radio station at 18.5 watts called KSJC, which is now KWDP. And a month later, I got my first radio job. I was in shock. I was just barely 19, and then I got on at an MOR station called KWG. And that, to me, means something because I worked at a station with three call letters. And that's not a very everyday occurrence anymore, sadly.
Good point.
I went on to a couple of other radio stations in Stockton, and then the Arnold family moved to Napa in March of 1984. And at that time, I was at the Enemy station in Vacaville, and I had left because I wasn't making much of a living pay-wise. So I went into work, sadly. I don't know if you knew this. I worked for Napa Valley Mortgage briefly as an apprentice appraiser, so to speak. That company, about a year and a half after I came here to KVYN, January 26, 1987, became notorious in international news as LendVest Mortgage and the
really?
Drug money laundering.
You worked for LendVest. Wow.
Before it was LendVest.
Wow.
So I dodged a major league bullet there.
Seriously.
But I got lonely for radio. That's why I left to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here. I was hired by Donald Patrick DeFeci.
Yep.
And there are two great moments when we get time I'd like to share. One of them on a personal basis, and the other that I have an indirect involvement, and it got us into some trouble.
Let's hear these stories.
Okay, well, first and foremost, for me, the Gold Vine was a very personal matter. I wanted to do something different with oldies that nobody else was doing on commercial radio, and I sort of hit heartstrings with some people. In fact, there were listeners I would have from places I'd never heard of, and this is long before the internet era of the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you had antennas and you hook them up to the back of your radios to get a stronger signal or attempt to. And we would be heard on Saturday nights in places like Lakeport, even though they had a station at 99.5. We would be heard in Pescadero, which is 17 miles south of Half Moon Bay as the crow flies. That's almost toward San Jose, Santa Cruz. Uh-huh. And we'd have listeners over on the coast near Bodega Bay that would pull in our signal. So we had a cult following, yeah. And that lasted 9 years.
And the Goldvine was an oldies show on Saturday nights. How many hours did you do?
Five hours.
5 hours of oldies music. That's really become non-existent. For the most part, I mean, you don't hear those shows anymore.
Adult contemporary, as you and I remember it, has also become non-existent.
Yeah, true.
The FM, which calls itself adult contemporary, is really what's called hot adult contemporary. Mm-hmm. What you and I were doing was what we would call deep freeze adult contemporary in comparison. It was just nothing like it is now. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the older audience has been summarily disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. But starting on August 8th, when DFD or DPD let me do the show, I went whole hog with it. I had done a similar show in Vacaville, and I had a big following there, too. It's not that I didn't like working Monday through Friday here. I loved working Monday through Friday. And we had had various attempts at adult contemporary that were different from everyone else. Don did some experiments. So did Anthony DeFazio, the follow-up, and then Michael Henter Harrington, who's probably the most famous personality we ever had on KVYN. If you ever have the chance to watch the movie FM mm-hmm. with Martin Mull, it's based on Michael Henter Harrington's experiences. It was written by one of his underlings at KOME Radio in mm-hmm. San Jose. Mm-hmm. And our relationship didn't really start very well. It got off on the wrong foot, and I could have done a little better on that. But as time grew, he understood what made me tick, and I understood what made him tick. And what won me over for him was the big stunt of April 1st, 1992. You're nodding and smiling.
I'm trying to remember. This is going to be fun.
I have the tape somewhere. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring it here. I brought some things to play just in case. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to bring that promo that we ran for a couple of days leading up to April 1st. What it was an April Fool's gag. And we played it straight. And Mark Fassert, a.k.a. Mark Face, our production director, did a marvelous job with a script that was co-produced by Michael. What it was we were going to change the format on KVYN and become KGRS, K-Grass, all bluegrass all the time. And there was this hokey-sounding 50s female vocalist doing this terrible warbling of bluegrass as an incentive for you to listen for what's to come. But the big kicker was we were going to have a going-away concert, and we were promoting artists like Lenny Kravitz, Tom Petty, the Rolling Stones, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, and Janis Joplin. Now, the last three should be red flags, because in 1992, the latter three were dead. But you consider Tom Young, he wouldn't know Jimi Hendrix from Jimmy Osmond. Yep. And this is where it leads up to the big buildup of April 2nd, 1992. We received several angry phone calls the next morning because, to my recollection, 35 to 50 people showed up at the Napa Town and Country Fairgrounds for this concert, only to be greeted by a locked, unmanned, and unlit gate. And one of them was a mobile home with a few families from Santa Rosa that even made babysitting duties available so they can be at this show. And because you had to be at the gate. You couldn't get them at the gate, the tickets. Tom Young was not amused, and he fielded several phone calls the next morning from angry people that showed up. And Michael tried to explain to him how can they take seriously a concert in which there are three dead people that are going to attend? It was an April Fool's gag.
Oh, well, I'm not very happy about this. Yeah.
You know, like I said, he wouldn't know Jimi Hendrix from Jimmy Osmond. That's just added to the frisk. But I was on the floor when I heard about it when I came into work later that night.
That's a great story. I'm so glad you brought up Michael Harrington. Like you say, he was by far the biggest name of the radio world that ever worked in this building. Terrifically smart guy, very funny. Mm-hmm. When he did his morning show on The Vine, he was Oil Can Harry. Concocted that name out of no place. And it was a lot of fun. He came over on this side and did a bunch of talk radio for us, too.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, I have the dubious distinction of being the very last disc jockey to work for him as a program director for Michael's sake. And we kept him here for a while before he moved on briefly to KSRO, and then he went to work for Mason McDuffie Real Estate, which was a real waste of talent. And sadly, in October of 97, we lost him to leukemia. And 6 months later, I was at his wake, and I was just in awe of all of these people that he had influenced.
Yeah.
He also discovered Ross McGowan, who just recently retired. Mm-hmm. This man was a man of many talents.
Yeah.
And I think he was totally overlooked by the mainstream.
Yeah.
For other oddities of music, like album-oriented radio, he is like God. And he will always be. But it was a nice experiment that he did here, and it was his last full-time job in radio, 1990 to 1992. And then Gareth Nicholas took over, and we came back to a more traditional adult contemporary format. Right.
We're talking with Jay Arnold, DJ Jay, as part of our Aloha Broadcast Park Week. I'm interested in what you have on these discs you brought, so let's take a little break. Maybe we can play something when we come back.
Sure.
All right. Back with more after this.
Come on out for a great evening of music to benefit the Paradise Fire Victims featuring Fred Lesman and the Back Road Warriors. The CD release benefit concert at Grace Church in Newton Hall, St. Helena, Saturday, April 27th, featuring acclaimed guitarist Jeff Pivar, just off the David Crosby tour. It's one night of music you won't want to miss. Also appearing will be comedian Mark Lundholm. Every ticket includes free refreshments from Sutter Home Wines and Johnny Donuts, plus a free copy of the new Fred Lesman CD, Give It On Back. Doors open at 6:30, showtime at 7:30. Fred Lesman and the Back Road Warriors in Newton Hall at the Grace Church in St. Helena, Saturday, April 27th. Get tickets at the door or call 1-800-838-3006.
The A&W in St. Helena is now serving lower-carb breakfast options. Skip the biscuit and try the Fiesta Bowl with egg, cheese, hash browns, savory salsa, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Pair it with a variety of hot or iced espresso drinks. Breakfast is served hot, fast, and fresh Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 a.m., and weekends, 7 to 11 a.m. Only available at your local A&W in St. Helena.
And we are back. We're talking on the show this morning with DJ Jay, Jay Arnold, longtime voice on our sister station KVYN. And I do believe the Gold Vine was simulcast on KVON for a significant period of time, wasn't it?
Yes, when KVON was in AM stereo. You had left in 2003, and ironically, that was the year I came back to KVYN. Mm-hmm. It was October, November 2003 under the new owner. And they decided, well, let's, instead of running some, you know, schmuck on the satellite, let's do, you know, something with the AM. And so I was broadcast on KVON and KVYN on Saturday nights for two and a half years.
Very cool. So what's on this disc now? This is track two, and it's going to be a promo, one of your old promos?
Yeah, this is one of the promos I did from 2003. It is probably the best way to describe the Gold Vine if you know the artist's involved with that 50s through 70s format that I did.
We'll find out if this CD player still works. Let's check it out.
The Gold Vine had its humble beginnings August 8th, 1987, and since then, we've made a lot of friends.
Hi, this is Mitch Margot of the Tokens.
This is Jewel Akins, Mr. Bears and Bees.
Hi, this is Keith, Mr. 98.6.
This is Bobby Bortis Pickett, and you're listening to my best friend,
J.R.
Personal friend of mine. Of course, this is Paul Revere telling you who his friends are.
Solid Gold from the Gold Vine, Saturday night at 7 on 99.3 The Vine.
Oh, you know, me back. Another moment that was very memorable was my Frankie Lane interview on May 27, 1995. He came here to the Broadcast Park in the studio. We rattled on the air for 2 hours, and we still didn't cover all of his accomplishments.
Very cool.
And I was very happy to get to know him and stayed in touch with him until he passed away at the age of 93. But he was just a gentleman. He was going to start a winery, in fact, the Lavecchio Estate. That's his real name, Frank Lavecchio. And all that came of it was a magnum with his family crest in 24-karat gold engraved on the bottle. That's as far as it got, sadly.
I see. Well, we got one more track, and we're almost out of time, but you have on this track, these are the Jingles.
It was on this day in 1986 that these were recorded by a company called Media General in Memphis, which used to be the William B. Tanner Company, who did the KVON Jingles, which I gave you a copy of. And this is a montage of all the non-a cappella jingles that were created called the Double Shot Package for KVYN. Thank you, Don DeFeci. He got them on trade, so what the devil.
And this goes back to what year now?
1986. We used them in the late 80s.
That was the year I started on KVYN, 86. So this will be familiar. Listen up to these jingles, folks.
KVYN, Napa Valley. KVYN, Music Radio, KVYN.
Like that sexy one. Wow. Well, that's really fun. That is so. I have not, obviously, not heard any of that for a long, long time.
Wait until you hear the KVON jingles.
I can't wait.
And I figured that could be. I brought some with me for other people that they could enjoy too.
Very
because
good.
The art of jingles is another thing that's lost in radio
art.
These days.
That's right. Well, we're out of time. DJ J.J. Arnold, thanks for coming in. You are the historian of everything to the nth degree, everything to do with this station and most radio stations. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And I want to leave on a one note. I want to dedicate this segment to a friend who was overlooked here at Broadcast Park. And I'm sure you and Ira Smith will agree. He had a crusty appearance about him and a voice. But at the old Bunnell Street entrance to the fair, he could make a mean steak sandwich. And he was very good to the Boys and Girls Clubs in Napa Valley for many years. Oh. And I miss him dearly. We lost him about 11 years ago. His name is Bob Green.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, too. Good old Bob. All right. Thanks for being here, Jay.
Thank you, Barry.
Time for a break, and we're going to talk with somebody else who spent some time around these parts and has some memories to share coming up after this.
Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant celebrating 25 years of serving up hearty, fresh comfort food in downtown Napa. Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant deliciousness menu options like our popular Italian Uncle Mario's Cioppino, fresh fish and shellfish in Uncle Mario's slow-simmered bouillabaisse, or ribeye steak in house dry-aged grilled to order and topped with garlic herb butter. Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant. Feel good about fresh.
At Dickie's Barbecue Pit, our passion is handcrafted slow-smoke barbecue. And right now, our Texas traditions have come to life in a whole new way. Introducing the Double Dip, tender Texas brisket topped with caramelized onions and cheddar cheese, served with our Pitmaster au jus. It's so legit, you'll double dip. And for the perfect dessert pairing, try our new Double Berry Cobbler. For a limited time, so dine in at our place or get it delivered to yours. Visit Dickies.com. Legit Texas Barbecue.
Fierce, independent, award-winning artist, Viola Fry's work is showcased at DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art in the exhibition Viola Fry Center Stage. Be part of the journey that traces the late artist's career through a chronological progression spanning 5 decades in ceramics, painting, drawing, and bronze. Experience art in the Napa Valley at DeRosa in Carneros. For more information, visit DeRosaArt.org.
Art Garfunkel has made an indelible mark on the music world as both a solo artist and half of the unrivaled Simon & Garfunkel. plus a successful film career, published a few books, and released 12 solo albums, performing May 12th. Tusk is the number one tribute to Fleetwood Mac in the world, bar none. No wigs, no gimmicks, just five musicians recreating the music of Fleetwood Mac to perfection with note-for-note renditions. Performing May 17th. Lyle Lovett is one of the most compelling and captivating musicians, using elements of country, swing, jazz, folk, and blues in a convention-defying manner that breaks down barriers. Performing July 10th. All these shows and more coming to the